feral swine are a growing issue, not just in Ohio, but all throughout the U.S. Many of our northern and midwestern states have a growing problem as well. We have three sources of introduction here in Ohio. We have escape from hunting preserves, intentional human release, and escape from domestic operations. And so you throw those three factors in, and we essentially have these basically mutts, hybrids running around on the landscape, and the amount of damage and disease concerns that are associated with this animal can be, have great economic impacts on Ohio and the U.S. as a whole.
Any particular part of the state where we're seeing them come in?
Over the last several years, we've noticed a concentration of, a problem area in the southeast part of the state. However, in the last few years, we've been seeing emergent populations in other areas in the northern half and also the western part of the state as well.
So what, again, are some of the concerns with feral swine?
Feral swine, as you may know, are very prolific animals, so they can reproduce about every 8 months, and they can have many young, depending on whether it's a domestic lineage or Eurasian. But what we're seeing here is an average of 6.2 piglets per litter, at least through the work that I've been doing. And also, not just the number of them that are there, but the amount of damage they can do as far as tilling up the ground. They've been nicknamed the living rototiller, so they're rooting for food. Tubers, roots, grubs, things like that can be very destructive to soil, to landscape, to agriculture. The damage they do to crops, they can lay corn down. It looks like a steamroller went through. And then on top of the damage concerns, we have a disease concern. Feral swine are highly mobile disease reservoirs. They can carry up to 37 different diseases and 30 parasites that can affect people, pets, livestock, and wildlife.
For those that may have a feral swine problem or potential problem, what's the recommendation?
The recommendation is the best thing that people can do is work with their state or federal agencies to address this, or at least seek some guidance on the tactics they intend to use. That way they're employing the best possible methods out there and using them in the right manner so that hogs aren't becoming educated, so that they're being removed effectively and safely. For assistance with that, anywhere in the United States, a person can call 866-4, the number 4, USDA, WS, and that stands for Wildlife Services. And that number, depending on what state you're calling from, will link you to the state office for that particular state, in which case you'll be talking to a biologist there, and you can explain your concerns and the damage you're seeing or what you may need assistance with. And our agency can provide that assistance in the form of talking with you and providing guidance, or in some cases going out and actually helping the landowner. It all depends on what state you're working with.
Craig, anything else about feral swine that you'd like to mention as far as here in Ohio?
Here in Ohio, we have been working closely with the Ohio Division of Wildlife, and we encourage folks to go to the Ohio Division of Wildlife's website and follow the links for the feral swine tab. It'll be listed under wild boar, but once you're inside there, it'll give you a wealth of knowledge on damage, disease, identification, a whole host of different information on there where people can learn a lot more about these animals. And there's also a map on there that shows where the greatest populations that we have in Ohio are. And then there's some tips for people who want to hunt these animals.
Let me ask just one other thing, just kind of popped into my mind. So we mentioned you're here at the Ohio Pork Congress. Are swine producers here in the state concerned about feral swine?
Absolutely. Many of the diseases that I am collecting samples for in these animals are of great concern to our farmers. Diseases such as swine brucellosis, pseudorabies, porcine reproductive respiratory syndrome. These are all, just a few of the diseases that I collect samples for. From each animal that we sample, there's about 12 different diseases that I collect for. So farmers have a great concern, and they have great cause for it, because these animals do have the ability to pass on the diseases they may be carrying onto our domestic production here in the state of Ohio.
Craig, I appreciate you being able to take a few minutes to visit with us about feral swine here in the state. And again, the website that they can go to?
The website they can go to is the Division of Wildlife's feral swine website. You go to the Division of Wildlife, click on the hunting tab, and then there's a link at the bottom for wild boar. The information will be there. And then also there's that 866 number. And instead of the 4 USDA Wildlife Services, I'll just spell it out here. It's 4-866-487-3297. And again, that will link you with your appropriate state office.
Craig, thanks again for your time.
Thank you very much.